Yes, man. Typical Jim Carrey film. For those who enjoy Jim Carrey's brand of humor, Yes Man may seem funny and entertaining. Plot is a bit thin, but we'll give you the general premise. What if a sarcastic misanthrope, who has only ever said no to anything, suddenly starts saying yes to everything after sitting through a self-help seminar? Will his life improve by 1,000%? Yes, and that's it. There's no more to Yes Man than that. Open yourself up to experiences, and your life will burst into confetti, and you will meet and fall in love with Zooey Deschanel, one half of Hollywood's two-person cartel of raspy-voiced, blue-eyed brunettes, the other being Catherine Keener. Deschanel earns her paycheck as Carrie's much younger love interest. The age difference between leading man and leading lady is 18 years. About the best thing about Yes Man is Terrence Stamp, the Brit who plays the self-help guru who converts Carrie into a Yes Man. Stamp nobly sinks his teeth into his one major scene, and for a moment, Yes Man feels as if it might be a manic satire of a world that's desperately scrounging through soundbite philosophies, looking for the quickest and easiest fit. Instead, the movie flounders, has no way to proceed from its premise, and relies solely on the charisma of a leading man who has lost his way.